Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. We do that because there's a lot of toxic things out in the world, but that doesn't mean that we have to get sick or not be able to think clearly or not be able to do our jobs or suffer in any way from having toxic chemical exposure. We can still be healthy. We can choose less toxic products. We can remove toxic chemicals from our bodies. We can get good nutrition. There's all kinds of things that we can do to support our bodies to be healthy and thrive, even though we live in a toxic world. And on this show, I interview a lot of people who are doing things to make this a less toxic world and make your life less toxic. Today, before we get to the subject at hand, I just want to tell you a little thing that's going on in my personal life here. And that is today, in Florida, yesterday actually, was what I would call the first day of summer, because we have a summer pattern of weather here, which is over 80 degrees all day long and not quite 80 degrees all night long. And there's a lot of humidity. It's not quite humid yet, but the heat is such that you just sweat all day long and all night long. It's just, you're constantly sweating. And when I moved here, I thought, there's no way I can live here without air conditioning. And yesterday, I found out when I went to turn on my air conditioner, which I do as soon as it gets hot like this, I found out that my air conditioner was so broken that I had to get a new air conditioner. So I have no air conditioning right now. I'm drinking tons of water to stay hydrated. But what I wanted to, how this relates to toxic exposures is that when we run electric appliances like air conditioners, even though we can't see this happening, somewhere down the line, something is being burned to create the energy, whether it's nuclear power or coal or whatever is the source of your energy. And it would be a good idea to find out what is the source of your energy. Every time you run some electric appliance, it's creating pollution in the environment. It's creating air pollution. And that might be nearby where you live. It might be far away. What I found out, I started thinking about this because after I gasped at how much money I'm going to have to go into debt to buy this air conditioner, the key thing was that not only would I have air conditioning, but that the amount of energy that I would be using with using this new system is so much less than what I was using before. It would be a big savings on my my energy bill, but it would also pay for itself. There would be savings once it's paid for. But also, it's reducing the amount of pollution that I put into the environment just immensely. And so that's cleaner air for everybody. So if you're thinking about things like refrigerators and air conditioners that are using lots of energy, consider that if you purchase a more energy efficient model instead of continuing to run your old one, that you will reduce air pollution. And I invite you to do that because everybody, all of us would like to breathe. And I'm feeling good today that I'm putting less pollution in the environment. So today we're going to be talking about nutrition and detox. And my guest today is Dr. Daryl Hestelin. And I'll just give you the disclaimer because the FTC likes us to do this. I'll give you the disclaimer right up front and say that both Dr. Hestelin and I are distributors for Touchstone Essential Products, which we're going to be talking about, and how they relate to detox and how they relate to nutrition. And so I just want you to know that you can go to his website, you can go to my website, you can order from either of us if you decide that you want to. Both of us are making these products available because we both think that they're vital to having good health, that we need to get really, really clean nutrition, and we're going to be talking about that. And we need to remove toxic chemicals from our body. So I'm going to let Dr. Hestelin, I talk about this a lot, but I'm going to let Dr. Hestelin talk to you today about why these products are important to him as a doctor. And you hear me advertising them on every single show. And so now you get to have more information about them. So hi, Dr. Hestelin.
Good morning. It's still morning here. I'm in North Dakota, and we don't have the heat issues as you do.
we're
about 50 degrees. And, yes.
You have a cool morning, and I have a hot afternoon.
Yes, 50 degrees and breezy today. So.
Send some of those over the radio waves. High school list.
Yes.
If anybody hears any like banging going on in the background here, it's just my air conditioning being installed. So Dr. Heslin, you've been a doctor of chiropractic for more than 35 years, and how did you get into being interested in something like chiropractic rather than being a medical doctor, an MD?
Okay, well, before I entered college, I had actually initially signed up to be an engineer, and prior to my first day in class, I had switched my major to pre-medicine and was going along that process, but just the more I thought about having to get up in the middle of the night and make life and death decisions about drugs and those types of things that medical doctors did, I just lost some of my zest to do that. And so then I went into biology and I taught biology and coached for 6 years. And during that time, a friend of mine had gone to chiropractic college, and we got together and were chatting, and I hadn't seen him for a few years, and we were talking about that, and it really started to intrigue me. I didn't have a lot of experience with that, but I followed up. My wife happened to serendipitously meet a doctor of chiropractic's wife at a state JC conference and followed up, and next thing I knew, I would resign my teaching position and enrolled and been accepted in chiropractic college, and so we sold our home and moved to Minneapolis and started my 4 years of training, and then spent the rest of the time after I graduated. We moved out to Western North Dakota and practiced there for 18 years, and just combination of things were going on with increased insurance and all the things, the regulations, so we sold my practice to some interns that had come in and worked with me, and then moved to Fargo, North Dakota. And after a couple of years there, I opened up a practice again, and just my wife and I ran that. And we did that for 5 years. And now I only official duties I work as on the sports medicine team for the Fargo Moorhead Redhawks, our professional baseball team. And that season gets started Sunday. So we'll be back in working with the team and doing that. But that's how I got involved from the coaching and working with the natural approach to health through chiropractic, and the nutritional component really appealed to me. I remember my wife was doing some sub-teaching while I was in my clinic work at the chiropractic college, and our little daughter was about 3, and so I put her in the grocery cart, and we were going up and down the grocery aisles reading labels and running and doing all our things with that. Well, my wife was teaching, and then I had evening clinics that worked out well, but we spent a lot of hours checking out labels and educating ourselves and reading books and getting more in tune to what we could be doing for ourselves.
Yes. Well, I've met you in person, and I'm looking at your picture right now, and you seem like a very healthy person, healthy and happy, and that's really good. So then now tell us, how did you find out about Touchstone, and why did you decide that that was something that would be useful for you?
Well, several years, about 20 years ago now, I had met Eddie Stone, who's the owner of Touchstone, in another business that we were involved with, but we had no real direct connections. I just met him at a national meeting. And so I developed a relationship with Eddie over the years, and a friend of mine that had been involved with this had joined Touchstone prior to their launch, actually, and got a hold of me, and we talked and started looking at this, and it really fit into some of the things that had bothered me over the years. I remember 30 years ago hearing the story of prisoners of war in the Korean War. And the medical officer that was with them had diagnosed that the prisoners had beriberi, which is B1 deficiency. Mm-hmm. So he got B1 from the Red Cross, and it was synthetic B1, thiamine hydrochloride, and gave it to the prisoners. And nothing happened. No response. The Korean guard told him to use rice polish. That's what's left over after they polish the rice to make it white. So he was feeding them a teaspoon of this powder every day. And within a week, all the symptoms disappeared.
That's very interesting. Now, I understand why that occurred. But when we come back from the break, I'm going to have you talk about why that is, that the synthetic version didn't work, but the rice polish did work. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad. My guest today is Dr. Daryl Heslin, and we're talking about nutrition and detox for good health. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Dr. Harold. Why do I keep wanting to say Harold? Daryl! It's because you have an H in your last name. It's okay. You know, I trip over everybody's name. Dr. Daryl Hestelin. I actually practiced beforehand anyway. Dr. Daryl Hestelin is with me. He's been a doctor of chiropractic for more than 35 years. And we're talking together about Touchstone Essentials supplements and zeolite detox product. Because we both use them, we both recommend them, and I wanted to give you his viewpoint as a doctor. So go ahead with your story about why the rice polish worked and the B1 didn't.
Well, when in the rice polish would be the complete complex of the B vitamin. So that when they took that, they had access to all aspects of it, which are necessary for activation and utilization by the body. The synthetic B1 is only a part of a whole complex of things, plus it lacks the protein coat that's found normally in the food that is necessary to communicate with the cells to get across the cell membrane and to be directed to the proper spot in the cell. So the synthetic is basically, in some of the readings I've been doing, it may be more of a toxin than a help. And in fact, even the American Diabetic Association had a quote in this book that they're going to be real careful using synthetic vitamins for deficiency because it may create a worse disease than they're trying to treat.
The American Diabetic Society, yeah. That's a big statement for them.
And another doctor, too, just said that the aspect of it may be more of a toxic stress on the body than the deficiency is. Because they're synthetic, they can't be utilized. They're, you know, kind of like getting a car without wheels. What do you do with it? You know, it looks good, but it just can't be utilized properly.
Well, one of the things that I'd like to point out is that there's a difference. We're living in a world now that has really two assumptions. And one is the industrial way of looking at things, and the other is the nature way of looking at things. And I think that I really see the nature viewpoint starting to emerge more and more. But the industrial viewpoint says that nature is full of all these resources and you should take them and then split them apart into individual isolated elements. And so if they want to make a vitamin, what they do is they make an industrial chemical out of it. They take everything away. Like, I'll just give an example. This is not a vitamin, but like salt, for example. So salt in nature has all these nutrients in it, like 89 minerals and metals and all these different things. But industry said, what we want is sodium chloride. And so they strip everything out and they just give you sodium chloride. And they use it in all kinds of industrial processes. But then they take this very same industrial sodium chloride and they put it in food and we put it in our bodies and our bodies go, and they get high blood pressure and all these kinds of things because it's stripped away. It doesn't have all its other cofactors. And it's the same thing with vitamins, that a synthetic vitamin has that viewpoint that you just have to have this pure industrial substance. And so it's pure vitamin C, it's pure B1, and it doesn't have anything else. The nature viewpoint says that everything should be as it is in nature because our bodies are designed to utilize whole foods, not to utilize isolated nutrients.
And also along with that is that there's no way that I can tell what I need now or 2 hours from now or tomorrow or you. You know, we're all going to have different things necessary for our proper cellular function.
Right.
So we need to give the cells a smorgasbord of all the natural nutrients so that the cell can take and pick and choose what it needs. And you can't do that with a synthetic. You can't load that up enough. First of all, the cell doesn't have access to it in an adequate manner. And what, you know, the body can utilize, may be able to utilize some of the synthetic, but it's very limited. And then the toxic byproduct of that is just another stress on the body, and the quotes from, you know, these people that are saying it, this may actually be worse than the deficiency we're trying to treat. So giving the body the whole food, we just really give ourselves a smorgasbord that it can pick and choose what it needs. The doctor within us is much smarter than any pharmaceutical manufacturer of vitamins will ever be.
I agree. I agree. Somebody asked me the other day, and this, I put it, it's on my website today, the answer, but, I'm going to bring it up with you. Somebody asked me, why some vitamins don't have the supplement facts label that gives, you know, so many micrograms of each nutrient. Actually, her question was, how, with whole food vitamins, how can you tell how much of the nutrients are in the vitamins since one strawberry has a different amount than another strawberry?
You know, when you use a whole food, it's really, it would be difficult to label just because of there's some variation on growing factors, the soil, the light, the water, and all those types of things that affect the how the plant matures and develops. But they're going to be in a fairly compact range. And to be able to measure that, it would, you know, it could be proven that that number you would put on there isn't exactly true. It could be varying a little bit. So, you know, it's just not labeled. We know that when you take the whole food, you know, for how many thousands of years has man existed and thrived just eating food?
Yes.
Today, when our foods today, I've seen reports from 50 to 30% of the nutrients today that we used to have 50 to 80 years ago. You know, you were talking about the industrial aspect of it. I remember when I was growing up that the DuPont chemistry had the, you know, better living through chemistry.
Yep,
well,
I have
kind of really
too.
questioned that. I just saw an ad this morning, an old ad. It said, more doctors smoke Camel than any other cigarette.
Oh, my God.
And another one about how early can you start on Coke? And they had an infant, you know, maybe a one-year-old. They were promoting, you know, starting to feed them Coca-Cola. And, you know, those are the types of things that were history that we've just, you know, totally proven are not good for our bodies. And
that's
we have
right.
to go back to the what's the nature of what we can do by getting the strongest nutritional food factors that we can by. And we've increased our eating to organics more, you know, much more than we used to. And it's still not everything is available that way. So that's why we supplement with supplements of whole foods. And they're not from whole foods because that can be, get your isolates, which now have lost the protein complex that is naturally found in the food. So when they isolate them out of the food, you don't have the whole complex that you need.
We need to go to break, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I'm talking with Dr. Daryl Hestelin about nutrition and detox. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. My guest today is Dr. Daryl. Every time I say your name, I want to say Harold Hestelin. Dr. Daryl Hestelin. And he's been a doctor of chiropractic for more than 35 years, and now he is helping people be healthier with Touchstone Essential supplements and detox products. So tell us why not all whole food vitamins are created equal. Can you tell us about that?
Certainly. The aspect of there's a group of supplements, they tag onto the whole food component, but what they actually do is extract the vitamins from the whole food. So they may be low-dose vitamins, but yet in the extraction process, they destroy the protein coated. It's not concentrated down from it, but it's actually extracted. And so they say, well, it's from whole foods, it's grown like that, we're just taking it out. But in doing that, a couple of things. They usually are have used high heat, in other words, above. Anything above 106 degrees starts to denature the proteins, and that's the enzyme. And some of the products, too, there's one that has a lot of fruits and vegetables in the product, but they actually pasteurize the liquid before they dry it and form it into capsules. Now, pasteurization occurs at 185 degrees. The minimum standard is being 185 degrees for 15 seconds. So the heating from 106 to 185 and then holding it there for 15 seconds and then back down again, it kills the bacteria, makes it safe to eat, and that's understandable for anything that's packaged in that form. But why they would do that to a product they're going to dry and put it into the capsule anyway. It's just a process that happens in other companies, so you have to understand how they process the product. That's where Touchstone is in my attention right away, that they're very adamant about keeping things at low temperatures so that we don't denature any of the natural complexes that are in the food, in the nutrients, so we're getting the whole package.
But one thing that I think is really important, I totally agree with you on that, that one thing that I think it's important for consumers to understand when they are making a choice about buying a vitamin product, a supplement, is that a whole food, something that is properly done as a whole food, all that's being removed is the moisture. And it's just like extremely dehydrated, extremely concentrated actual food. And you know, I asked Eddie about why it didn't have the numbers about how much of each nutrient. And he said because the law doesn't recognize whole food supplements as vitamins that need to be labeled like supplements. They recognize whole food supplements as food. And so what you need to put on the label is the food that's in it. And I thought that right. That was really interesting because it actually is food. You shouldn't even think of them as vitamins, in my opinion. You should just think of them as being, here's a little capsule with food in it. And I'm kind of smiling as I'm saying that because when I was a kid and we first had the space program, do you remember they talked about the astronauts just taking food capsules?
Yes.
And I thought, gee, I'd like to eat the raw food. I don't want to take capsules. But this is exactly, it's food in a capsule. And so there's like in the, I think it's the Touchstone Essentials, the Essentials supplement. It has 33 servings of broccoli in 3 capsules. Now, I'm not going to ever eat 33 servings of capsule of broccoli in 1 day. And so I know that I can just take this capsule and I've got as much nutrition as 33 servings of organic broccoli grown in wonderful soil, harvested at the right time and processed at a low temperature. And it's very difficult. I've been looking for the past 2 years. It's very difficult to find other supplements that compare to that.
Yes, and even those that are the synthetic, they may be just one huge building where they have several assembly lines, and each assembly line has a different flag for that company, and they're taking the raw ingredients out of the same bins, the same barrels, and just formulating them slightly different, so everything coming off the other end of the line just may have different combinations of synthetic vitamins, and they're still synthetics. We're here, mm-hmm. like you said, it's processed, it's grown under the ideal organic, sustainable agricultural practices. It's harvested and processed that same day and at low temperatures, so we don't lose any of the, we minimize any loss of nutrient value, and it's extremely small. And you meant about the labeling aspect, too. I remember with another company that products I'd used, they were wanting to go to, like, Canada and Japan. Well, both countries had a different level, like for folic acid. One would accept 800 milligrams, one would accept their micrograms, and the other 400. And in the process, and you either had to have one, the lowest one, because you couldn't sell the highest ones in that other country. Well, here, because they're whole foods, other countries that have very strict requirements and difficult to get a new product in, some of those we're getting in 4 days. Touchstone's already available in at least 40 countries because it's so easy to get them approved because they're whole foods.
That's all they are is whole foods. I wrote a blog post once called Food, the Whole Food, and Nothing But the Food, and that's what they are. I mean, and that's what if you're looking for a nutrient supplement, what you should be looking for is something that is whole food, whole food. And you can tell that it's whole food because you won't see any numbers on it. You won't see so many micrograms of a particular nutrient. You'll just see it contains broccoli and mushrooms and whatever's in it. And that's how you tell it's a whole food. So what kind of benefits do you see when you start giving people these nutrients?
Well, I've taken vitamins and with the synthetic, which what we believed years ago, that was what we believed was the best research. We were doing what we thought was best. And you know, I had some colds and flus, but I was basically healthy, healthier than most. And in working a busy practice, I was face-to-face with people every day that were sick and different things. So my health was pretty good, but I still would get sick once in a while with colds. And when I started this, it was just 180 degree because all of a sudden I'm not going to take anything. I have not had a vitamin pill in over 2 years. I have not had a sniffle in over 2 years. And our grandchildren get the Pure Body, the zeolite spray and drops. They've had those before they were born because their mothers were taking it. And they continue to do that. They've had very little illness. A couple of colds in our six-year-old. And her brother's just a little over 2 years old, and he hasn't had anything. Other than when he cuts teeth, he gets a runny nose, you know, that sort of thing. So yeah. They've been very healthy, but they continue to get the zeolite. And I mix the whole foods, and I make a roasted red pepper hummus, and I dump capsules of the essentials and the super greens in there, mix it in. You can't even tell it's in there, but then they eat it by the spoonful, so I know they're getting a reasonable amount of that.
So it makes
it a very super food for them to eat. But our benefits is that we're, for the last 2 years, without any vitamins at all.
Wait, I want to interrupt you because the commercial's going to come on any second now. So this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. We're talking with Dr. Daryl Hestelin, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Dr. Daryl Hestelin. See, I'm getting it by the end of the show. Dr. Daryl Hestelin, and he's been a doctor of chiropractic for more than 35 years. And we're talking about Touchstone Essentials, whole food supplements, and also their Pure Body zeolite drops and spray. Let's talk about Pure Body now. Tell us about Pure Body.
Well, Pure Body is a zeolite mineral. Zeolite is unique. There's several different categories of zeolite, and this one is a sheet-like zeolite, and it has tunnels and channels in the molecule. It's negatively charged, so it has a strong affinity for the heavy metals of lead, cadmium, mercury, arsenic, so on. And they have, because of their heavy weight, they have a very small, dense nucleus, and that actually will fit into the channels and tunnels in the zeolite molecule. And so then as it goes into the body, we have Pure Body has two forms. When the liquid drops, the average is 0.3 microns in size, which is the size that's necessary to be absorbed across the intestinal membrane. And then the rest of it that doesn't get absorbed does its detox work in the intestinal tract. The spray is in nanometer size, so there's 100% absorption. It actually fits inside the water molecule, and it's then taken wherever water goes in your body. The Pure Body spray will go with that, and therefore it can get into the cell membranes and cross the blood-brain barrier, and so it can be detoxifying throughout your body. It only lasts in the body about 3 to 5 hours, and then it's excreted when it picks up the loads of heavy metals. And it will do sort of a sandwich attachment to many of the chemicals of all organic compounds that are positively charged. The two zeolite molecules can stick together and sandwich it. And then once the zeolite loses its negative charge because it's absorbed all the positive, then the kidneys flush it. And there's no stress. We've seen people with actually even kidney transplants have actually improved their chemistry scores using the zeolite. So it's not a stressful thing to the kidney. And in my practice, we did a few patients where we actually did the testing. They had never been on the zeolite. And using that process, we could measure the urine excretion of the heavy metals. And the increase was up to 300%. But we tested 9 different minerals. And then all of them, except one person, only had 7 of the 9 increase. All the rest of them had all 9 heavy metals were increased in the excretion following the procedures that we were. And so it works. And a number of other doctors around the country were doing the same thing around the country so that we had a large number of patients then that were showing the same type of results.
I know that when I started taking it, I saw a result like within 10 days or so, I think it was. It's been a while now since I first started taking it. But I hear this from people all the time because a lot of my readers are taking it and they write to me and they say, wow, I started taking this and I just all of a sudden I felt euphoric. That's the word that everybody uses. They say I felt euphoric. And I know what that's like because I now call it zeolite euphoria because, I've heard it so much and I experienced it myself and people around me who are taking it have experienced it. And I think it's just because your body gets to this point where the zeolite has removed enough heavy metals that your body is not being so suppressed by them so much and that you just suddenly feel really good. And to me, that's the indicator that it's actually doing something. You know, it's not...
Yeah, and there's a good science behind that, too, because the heavy metals will block the enzymes that are part of the reaction to create the energy our cells need to thrive. It's actually our life energy. There's a molecule called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. There's three phosphate molecules linked in. The bond between the second and third is a very high-energy bond, and the enzymes required to break that bond require an activation mineral called magnesium. Now, what happens is that the heavy metals, lead, cadmium, mercury, arsenic, will sit and block that binding site, the activation or the chiral center, if you will, of the enzyme. Now, what happens is that the magnesium can't get in, the heavy metals do not trigger the reaction, so we're diminishing our ability to release this energy.
I didn't know this.
Use zeolite, it actually traps it and removes the heavy metal. Now magnesium has access to that activation center. It's like sticking a key in the slot, and now it works.
Right.
And
right.
So it causes a reaction. Very common to hear people, boy, I just have more energy. I know I've talked to people just almost overnight, the clearness of thought.
It really clears up the thinking.
Yeah.
I really noticed that, and I've noticed that in a lot of people. And
ADD, I know we had one that grandson that they couldn't really go through the shopping mall because it was too much visual stimulation. He was just all over the place. Within 3 days of taking the zeolite, he could walk through and he just held onto his grandmother's hand the whole time and just walked out and just behaved very normally. So
wow.
It really makes a huge difference. The three systems impacted by heavy metals are the nervous system, the immune system, and the hormone balance. If you think about health problems, if you can have a positive influence on those three, you're going to do a lot to help people function at a more normal level.
That's right. That's right. So now you mentioned that you talked about the two different, but I just want to reiterate this, that Pure Body comes in two different strengths. This is a regular Pure Body is the one that primarily works in the intestines. And then there's Pure Body Extra Strength, which is a very small particle that can go all throughout your body, including through the blood-brain barrier. And I take both of them. I mean, you can take one or the other or both. It's okay because they complement each other. And I just think that it's so important because unless you've done something specific to remove toxic chemicals from your body and heavy metals, unless you've done something specific, your body is overloaded with them. And so anything else that you want to do to improve your health, you've still got this toxic situation going on in your body. I've been researching this for 30 years, and I can just tell you that this product is the simplest, safest, most effective, most affordable thing that I've ever found. And it's just, I mean, you just put the drops in water or you just spray the spray in your mouth. And you don't have to, like, make any shakes. You don't have to be allergic to anything. It's just a natural mineral, and yet it does this amazing thing. So
I know in practice, we know that toxicity was an issue, and these herbal detoxes, and they would force dumping, and people would get sick, and if they couldn't handle it. And it was just really tough for patient compliance.
Yeah.
And to get the results we wanted, it was just really hold their hand and talk them through it. Here, we can do it. We don't have the side effects. People can get the results. It's just such a neurologist friend of mine in Minneapolis said this is the biggest breakthrough in 50 years in healthcare. Just a great, great change. Personally, about 20 years ago, not quite, about 25 years ago, it was North Dakota's centennial year in 1989. So we rode bikes across the state. We put our bicycle on the Montana border and rode across and put it in the Red River and the Minnesota border. And sometime after that, I noticed I had an irregular heartbeat, and I don't know if that triggered it, but I used to have a mouthful of a mercury filling. Now, I'd had them all removed, but I still had this irregular heartbeat. And it just, the doctor looked at it, checked it over, and he said, well, you'll die with it, not from it, so just keep doing what you're doing. But it was just about every three to five beats, it would just kind of flutter. And it was called PVCs, preventricular contractions. And what happens is that the fibers in the heart start losing their protective sheath. An autoimmune response to mercury is one of the causes. And for me, that's what was happening. And so I had this, and it was not really getting better. When I started the Touchstone Pure Body product, and about 6 months ago, I noticed my heart's not skipping anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened, I was giving my body the total nutrition, plus I'd taken enough mercury out of my system now that I was no longer destroying the sheath on the Purkinje fibers in my heart, and they were healing. And I have no skipping at all right now, none. And
see,
that's just a wonderful feeling.
One of the things, yes, I totally understand what you're saying. One of the things that so attracted me to Touchstone Essentials was because I had written my book, Toxic Free, and this was the book that was the culmination of like 30 years of research. And I figured out in that book that what we need in order to recover from toxic exposures, we need to remove the toxic exposures. We need to remove the toxic chemicals out of our bodies, and we need to get enough nutrition for our bodies to heal. And so I had this detox nutrition connection in that book. And then I found Touchstone, and it was exactly the same thing. Like, here are the products in order to be healthy. You need to detox and you need to have good nutrition. And the products are really the best quality of these types of products that I've found. And I just think that just everybody is exposed to toxic chemicals and has been all their entire lives. If you're alive today, you've been exposed since even before you were born. And it's just something I think that everybody should take. It's just across the boards. I just think everybody should take it, and everybody, just as a first step towards health. That's my opinion.
Yes, today with our food supplies and with, because of the commercial fertilization.
Oops.
And all of
I'm
this.
I'm sorry, I have to interrupt you. I'm just not paying attention to time, but it's the end of the show. Thank you so much, Dr.
Okay.
Hanselman.
Yes.
And this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. We'll, and be well.